got it all in my boogie book.
Yeah.
My boogie book.
It's right there.
I got it all in my boogie book.
Bookkeeper.
24/7. I got it all in my boogie book.
We in our bag now.
All in my
boogie book. Yo. Hey. Yo. Yo.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hello.
24/7, Lord, hit him with the glow.
Bling.
New podcast, and we do it for your soul. Bookkeeper 24, we do it for the bros. True fellowship with the saints, boy, you know.
You
now
know.
I keep the book, but I used to keep the foe. Hit it in my heart, and I put it on my phone.
Okay.
Sincere milk, now it's time for you to grow.
Bro.
And hear the good news, for it's time for you to go.
Powered by the Bookkeeper, 247.com. Welcome back to our fifth episode of Season 2 of the Mitch Darrell Show with special guest Loso. We would like to thank everyone, including our new listeners, for joining us. In Episode 5 of Season 2, Mitch Darrell sits down with Christian rapper / battle rapper Loso. Stay tuned and find out how Loso became a Christian, how he got into hip-hop, and the reason why the Christian media does or does not follow him. Also, Loso shares his opinion of who's the best horseman out of the group, and then how he flips the interview to become the interviewer. This interview is packed with information. It's a great interview, so tune in to find out more about your favorite artist with your favorite host. Let's go!
In the Lord.
Turn it up.
Yo, what up, everybody? This is Mitch Darrell, and this is the Mitch Darrell Show. This is Season 2, Episode 5, and I got a mad... I always say special guest, but this is definitely a special guest. It's my guy, Loso. What's up, bro?
Man, I'm doing well, bro. What's up with you, man?
I'm great.
Glad we could finally be able to get this done, bro.
Facts. I checked my DMs. It was back in November, and I was like, Man, we're never going to get this done.
I'm terrible, man. I'm terrible. But I'm here. I came through on my promise.
You fine, bro. You're perfect. So right into it. So tough question off the bat. What is, for lack of a better way to word it, what's the story of like how you became a Christian? Were you someone, I was born in the church, so I kind of was always part of it. Did you find God later in life? Were you born into the church?
Yeah, nah, I actually was not in church at all. But my mother, she got saved around when I would say maybe I was like 15. Mm-hmm. And so growing up, obviously, you know, I saw my mom caught up in a bunch of different things or whatnot. And so for us, in a single parent household, moving from apartment to apartment, project to project or whatnot, hearing that my mother was now a Christian was just like, I couldn't really compute it or whatnot.
Right.
Now, when I was 15 at this time, I've been wilding out or whatnot, but I tell people all the time, I did not understand what was going on. Like, I saw my mom, like her behavior started to change in a sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know she definitely was more conscious about certain things that she would do around the house or what certain things that we would do. She started taking us to church. Mm-hmm. But I still didn't really understand because I had no concept about what church was prior to this. All I knew was that something happened to my mom. Mm-hmm. Because I saw it in her life and I knew something happened. So you know, obviously that didn't necessarily change my heart.
Right.
And so I kept, you know, just wilding out, me, my brothers, my cousins or whatnot. And I want to say maybe when I was about 18, 19 years old, I was just on YouTube, but I tell people all the time, I was on YouTube minding my business and God interrupted my life, mm-hmm. interrupted my life, bro, because I was like doing my own thing. I was not looking for him. And I heard this YouTube video of this guy just preaching the gospel. And granted, I had already heard, quote unquote, that the gospel of church that my mom had already been taking me to. But that day, that particular day, things just started making sense. Mm-hmm. And you kind of just understand that, like, oh, it was God working, like the Holy Spirit was working. And so for me, it was around that time. It was around like 18, 19. And I want to say maybe about the next year or so, I was introduced to Christian rap. When I was introduced to Christian rap, that was fine, right? That was cool. But for some reason, for me, I needed community.
Yeah.
I remember crying out to God and I said, man, God, like, I need other people who look like me, who dress like me, who talk like me, because the people at my church were older. Mm-hmm. It was like a different, it was definitely a cultural
divide. You know,
not so much, but just a big difference between mm-hmm. me and the men in my life who were discipling me. And so, which was fine, but I just needed like a community of my own. And so I remember crying out to God for that. Around when I was like 20, and lo and behold, that's where I had met actually one of my guys named Cato. He hit me up. He had just randomly just met me, and he was like, "Yo, I want to introduce you to some guys." And then we went to, I remember we hung out, and then we went to this apartment, and in that apartment is where I met KB, Second Chance, and OV, who at the time were just they were just some group of guys, but we ended up forming HGA maybe about 3 months after that.
Right.
And so that was the community that I grew up. And so that was like where I was learning how to read the Bible, where we were kind of like learning how to like be Christians, quote unquote. And that was it, man. So from there, obviously, you know, I went to Bible college. I ended up joining the church. And you know, this is where I'm at now, man.
Very dope story. So technically, shout out to YouTube.
yeah, definitely.
Very dope. So I wasn't aware of the answer to this. This might be something that people know, but I'm assuming you started off as a Christian artist before venturing into battle rap. Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so I never was like, unfortunately, I was never like super disciplined with making music. So, but there was something that people gravitated towards, because for me, I was always the guy who just wanted to have like a handful of acapellas,
right,
just ready to rap. So, like, I mean, if you ask, like, anybody outside of Flavor Fest, outside of Legacy Conference, like, Loso was just outside just rapping. I was just rapping all the time. And so when I did the – so, for instance, my first step, I guess, in my introduction to CHH, although people kind of knew me because HGA was just rolling around everywhere together, and then KB ended up getting signed and stuff like that. So, like, people kind of knew me because of the affiliation. But their first introduction to me was the Rapzilla Legacy Conference, right? And so it was a 16-bar competition. That was in 2013, I want to say. And they stopped doing it because it was too, like, I guess, worldly or whatnot. Right. But it was dope. It was fruitful, bro. It was one of the... So when I saw that, I was like, oh, this is my shot. This is what I'm supposed to do. Saga, I don't think he was. I think he was rapping, but he didn't submit anything. Mm-hmm. A-Ward made a submission and didn't get picked.
Right,
and which is ridiculous because he probably was like 10 times better than the other guys who were in there. And then Streehims gets in there, right? So Streehims and I both get in there, and so this is my introduction to Christian hip hop.
Right.
Long story short, I ended up winning that competition. And from there, I started dropping these like freestyles on like really big popular beats at the time. So I think Annie Mineo's second project was out at this time, like Saints, when he came out with the song Saints. And I forgot what. Oh, Heroes for Sale. When Heroes for Sale came out, I did something on that. I did something on KB track. I did something on the Crate track. So like I was rapping. I was kind of almost trying to accomplish what Lil Wayne used to do
in his mixtape,
and just murder it on my end. And so people would want to hear my version a little bit. So I was doing that and people were hearing it. And from there I was getting booked for shows and like, you know, opening up for certain people. And you know, Flame had tried to sign me for his on his record. So he had signed Young Noah. I was gonna be signed to Clear Sight at the time. But didn't have, you know, I just never followed up with them, never followed through with that.
That's crazy. Moving
forward, moving forward, you know, I started putting out like mixtape stuff periodically, but never put together like singles or nothing like that. Still, I want to say maybe about like 2015. And then I finally released a single. So I was a CHH artist. But even then, I didn't know how to necessarily market myself,
right?
Because I just didn't have any back at this time. HGA had already broke up. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have any relationships with any of those guys, and so it was kind of just me by myself. But that is where that same year is where I started battle rapping, and gotcha. So. But think about it though, Mitch. This is what I tell people all the time. When it comes to Christian hip hop, I feel like I'm a Christian hip hop historian.
Right.
I love Christian hip hop. If you ask me, am I a Christian battler? Am I a Christian rapper? I say yes all the time.
Right.
Like, I don't know if Christian rap embraces Loso, but Loso embraces Christian rap. You know what I'm saying? And so now I may not necessarily know the guys who are in today. Like sometimes Amanda, like, you know, she tells me all the time, like, hey, Lo, such and such is going to be there. And I'm like, yo, I don't know who none of these guys are. You know what I'm saying? But that's because I'm in a different realm now. And so I understand that. But I'm telling you, bro, like, I mean, when the time like Lecrae and them was popping, like I was front row. I was a fan.
Really?
And I was always cheering these guys on. And I was almost known as a fan, as popular as a fan as I was as an artist.
Yeah,
like people just used to know my face. I used to jump on stage, all that stuff. So I did start off as a Christian artist. Unfortunately, I didn't really get the ball rolling with that. Mm-hmm. I was a Rapzilla freshman with John Gibbs, Daraj, Surge, you know, those guys and whatnot. And so that was in my class. I think Reconcile, maybe Corey Paul. We had a good little class. I tell people all the time, it's the 96 draft, the NBA draft, or the 2003 draft. I feel like it was a good class. I don't know. There may be better classes than that. But,
that's funny.
But yeah, that was the last that I heard.
That's very dope. Yeah, I did not know any of that. So I guess what led you, because you said you weren't disciplined with the music. So what led you to be like, oh, here's battle rap. I'm going to do this. And this is going to be where I want to put my, you know, my effort. Thank you.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. Yes, I said it, free. Secondly, there's creation tools that will allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer when the inspiration hits you to record. Thirdly, Anchor will distribute your podcast, meaning it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Talk about a time saver. And last but not least, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So there you have it. Everything you need to make a podcast all in one. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Can't wait to hear what you create with Anchor.
So I was doing, so what was getting a lot of traction were these acapellas that I was doing. Not just the acapellas, but it was also these spoken words. And so pastors used to contact me and they were like, hey, I'm going through the book of Hosea. Can you write a spoken word on the book of Hosea? And I was like, okay. And people were gravitating towards that. Well, one day, at the time, there was this guy who was trying to say that hell isn't real. His name was Rob Bell, right? He number one bestseller. He was on Oprah, all this stuff. And so a pastor was doing a series on hell, and he wanted me to do a spoken word on it. So I said, okay, cool. So I end up doing one on hell. And this girl in the crowd must have been recording it from some like small camera or her phone, maybe, or something like that. And she just put it on YouTube. And it was like, the quality was really bad, but you saw me and you saw everything, you heard everything I was saying. And I just remember, this was viral at the time for me,
right?
But I remember it did like maybe like 4,000 or 5,000 views in like a week, right? Yeah, but in CHH, that's kind of like that's circulating.
Back.
And I remember I got hit up by Jackie Hill, I got hit up by Thizzle, I got hit up by Sho Baraka, I got hit up by all these guys who I was like, I mean, even the big spoken word artist at the time, and he wasn't. I mean, if you think he's great, he's great. But his name was Jeff, like Jeff Bethke or something like that. Remember he went viral off of Jesus over religion, or Jesus is greater than something like that. Like I got Jesus, it was something like he went super viral. He doesn't do spoken word anymore because he's like a celebrity now.
Right.
But he went viral over there, and he had even came out in several interviews and was like, yo, Loso's one of my favorite spoken word artists. And the crazy thing about it is like, people's like, who's Loso? Because no one knew who I was. And so after that happened, people were telling me like, yo, Los, your mannerisms, the way you rap kind of reminds me of a battle rapper. Now, I was already watching battle rap. I had grew up in high school. I mean, I remember being 13 watching Murder Mook. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, watching J Mills, and then moving forward, Cortez and Hitman Holla. Like I was like a student of the game, and Young Ill was probably one of my favorite battle rappers. And so when I used to perform, it sounded and it looked like
that. That makes sense.
It looked like that. And I always asked myself, I said, man, what if a battle rapper was Christian? How would that sound? Because nobody was doing that in our lane. And nobody was doing acapella. That's why I was able to win that Rapzilla competition, I believe, because I was the only one in there who kind of sounded like a battle rapper. And it was a competition. And so moving forward, when I got into battle rap, and I just wanted to do it as a bucket list, Mitch. I always tell people all the time, like, yo, it wasn't like I got some like divine dream and the Lord was like, go impact battle rap for me. That wasn't my initial thing. That's what I'm on now. But at the time, the only thing, my mindset was on one thing, and it was like, can I do it? Because people was like, yo, we think you could be good. So it was a challenge for myself. Now, when I did it and it went so well, the ripples effect of it, Mitch, was so huge that I sat back. So put it this way. It was a tryout and I had to go ahead and submit some footage, and they didn't have any footage of me, right? Because I didn't have no battles. So the dude was like, yo, do you have any footage of you just rapping? And so I sent him like a 10-minute freestyle that I did, right? I sent it to him and he writes me back maybe 15 minutes later after I sent him the video.
Right.
He says, this is the league owner. He watches the video. He writes me back. He says, where the hell have you been? And that was it. And that was it, bro. And he put me on the card. I won my first battle. It was a judge battle. it sent shockwaves through Tampa and a little bit of Florida. We're like, yo, who's this kid? And why is he getting all these views? Because I got more views than any of these guys were getting on their own channel. And so after that, I just told myself, I can't stop. I have to keep going. And that's where the John opportunity came. And from there, you know, it's always been said in like different interviews, like we probably hadn't seen someone rise as fast. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I mean, obviously there's been people who've gotten bigger success or whatnot, but as far as like how fast I was rising, and I just attribute that. I just tell people all the time, like, yo, that's God, bro.
Right. That's fact. Very dope. So of course, I'm sure you get this a lot, but what are the specific challenges that come with being a Christian in battle rap? Because I think we had a DM conversation a while back. I asked if there was like a line you wouldn't cross. We didn't finish the conversation, but I remember you were saying like, yeah, there's a line and certain things that you wouldn't touch or say. But obviously it's not like, I don't think you have a specific list of like, can't say that, won't say that. So it's like, do you have trouble writing sometimes? Is it like, oh, I wish I could say that, but I can't. That's how
it depends. And it depends on who you ask.
Right.
Like Saga has no line. You know what I'm saying? That's funny. I'm joking with you. Nah, but like for me, I think I just have the same rule of thumb as like who I am as a person. Like I just won't say nothing about your wife. You know what I'm saying? I won't say anything negative about. I won't say any sexual connotations, whether it's, you know, to a woman or even, you know, about a man's wife or his girlfriend or whatnot. So I try to stay away from stuff like that. Now, I always ask myself, is this beneficial?
Yeah.
Is this line beneficial to the goal that I'm trying to reach in this battle? And so, and sometimes that may include, hey, okay, you know, that it may sound like a violent bar. It may sound like I'm joking on them, or it may just be, you know, a theological question or whatnot. So I always try to make sure that that there's some benefit to it, even though it may not seem that way to the fans. But I tell the fans all the time, be patient. It's a 9 minute, I'm giving you 9 minutes of material, but you're not understanding what's occurring after this. You know what I'm saying? This is going to open up doors so that I can go ahead and have a deeper conversation with whoever it is. And so it's a sport, bro. I kind of think of it as a sport. It's a sport, bro. I think that there's an entertainment aspect, so you got to do stuff like that. And so it's not for everybody, you know, but for Loso, if you just ask Loso, I do, obviously, you know, this, you can clearly watch my battles and just say, okay, obviously there's things that he doesn't do that his opponent is doing. And there's unbelievers who catch on to that, though. There's people who don't even know who I am, and they're like, yo, wait, he just won, and I didn't hear him say this. Like, they can't even compute that sometimes. And so there is a fine line as far as being a Christian. But I think the difficult part, too, is almost like, you know, it's a free angle to your opponents. You know what I'm saying? Because they could go ahead like Chess. You know what I'm saying? He did a whole round about the Last Supper and why there was no women there.
Right.
And the crowd's going crazy. And I'm looking at it like, what does that have to do with me? Like, why is that? Why is my energy bar going low because of what you said? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, unfortunately, the culture is, they cheer that stuff on because, hey, at the end of the day, if God is real, they have to address something within themselves, right?
Right.
But if he's not, hey, we'll go ahead and we'll just keep dissing them. So you get that fold. But then on the flip side, too, with the Christians, with the church, right? You would think we would get a lot of support.
Mm-hmm.
But Mitch, I'm gonna be honest, bro, like, it's not that crazy. It's not that crazy of support. I mean, unless you get like dudes who are diehard battle rap fans, you don't really have people who just says, man, you know what? We see what Loso, we see what Saga, we see what AWOL, we see what Street Hymns is doing. We may not necessarily agree with the methodology. We may not necessarily agree with the platform that they're, like with the people that they're entertaining or something like that. But we agree with them. We know that they're there for a bigger mission and we're going to link arms with them. It's very, very few that you see people like that. And so I think that's the biggest struggle for us. The biggest struggle for us is that we are huge, huge supporters of tons of pastors, tons of Christian rappers and Christian singers. And sometimes it almost feels Man, I want to be careful what I say, Mitch, because I don't want you to get, but I'm going to say this. So I'm going to forget that. This is what I'm going to say. It almost feels as if people are being strategically, they're being strategic in not approving us, not supporting us publicly. Right. It almost seems like, because you got to think about it, bro. It's like, there's no reason
to not.
Why Donovan Mitchell knows who I am. And there's certain guys in my camp, and when I say camp, our genre, right? That we like, we don't even fellowship. We don't, you know, there's no reason why I'm getting free tickets to you know, skybox seats at an NFL game. Or me and Ward, we was in Emmanuel Acho's apartment. He invited us over for dinner, know what I'm saying? to go watch Monday Night Football. Like to us, we think about it, it's like, yo, there's actors, there's football players, and then we're talking about guys who like we feel like we're linking arms with, but exactly. Like It just seems like you almost have to like be like, yo, we see it, but bump y'all, we're not really gonna be supporting and not like that. So that's the struggle to answer your question. I named it, I know I broke it down threefold, but that is kind of like the stuff that we talk about a lot on.
Right. I feel like it's weird to have the mindset of like, you know, we see what you're doing, but we don't necessarily agree with like the people you're with, when it's like, if so like rap culture in general has always been very, I'm not gonna say like anti-Christian, but like there's a lot in hip hop culture that doesn't necessarily line up with Christian culture. So it's like, it almost feels like the perfect place for you to be doing this, where it's like people who watch battle rap, a lot of them might not be believers. So if they're seeing a Loso battle, if they're seeing a Horseman battle, it's like, oh, like you could possibly be touching people, if that makes sense, or other battlers. So to me, it's like perfect. Like, we love to preach to each other, but not actually reach the world.
That's
who we're supposed to be reaching. So it makes perfect sense to me.
And there's several, like, I mean, I have several examples of just like stuff like that happening. You know what I'm saying? Where we've been able to plant seeds. We've been able to have deep conversations. I've been able to build and cultivate relationships with these guys outside of battle rap.
Right.
And that's why it really doesn't bother me too much when we do get kind of backlash or whatnot, because I just know, like, look, first of all this stuff is like, you and I know, like, we have a biblical worldview. We know, like, yo, the grass will wither, the flowers will fade, but the word of the Lord is the only thing that's going to endure forever. And so for me, I know for a fact, like, it doesn't matter what success I see or what success somebody else sees. Like, the stuff that does matter, I see it, bro. Right. I see conversation. I mean, I have conversations with B-Dot about Jesus. Mm. Bad News telling me he's going to church. You know, like I have these dudes who are hitting my line, and I'm seeing something occur.
Right.
And you just don't know. We may not see the increase, bro. That's for God to see it. You know what I'm saying? Like we plant the seeds, God gets the increase, and we're okay with that. But you're right, bro. Like, you would almost feel like people would be running to this because, Mitch, let's keep it 1,000, bro. There was the wave, like, what, 2 years? Like, I don't even know how many years ago, when everybody was just like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and infiltrate this culture, and I'm gonna be a rapper, and I want to be in the Grammys, and I want to be on BET, and I want to be, you know what I'm saying, I want to be a Christian, but I don't want to be a Christian rapper, I want to be a rapper that's Christian, so I can infiltrate. And I was just like, hey, we're doing it over here. Like if anybody's doing what you're trying to do, we're doing it, you know what I'm saying? And so why wouldn't you just like say, damn, like that's, like those are the guys that, like, they're doing it in a field that we didn't think was possible, bro. And so so it's here, but that's why it's confusing to me as well.
Well, what somebody who's ignorant might say is, well, it's super prideful. And I think we've had a conversation about this too. How do you balance? Cause like, so I'm an artist and I'm a very confident one. So like, I have problems when it comes to letting pride and ego kind of take over like the goal of my music. And so I feel like battle rap specifically being a sport, I feel like it's got to be a challenge. And a specific example I'll give is, I'm in a battle rap group chat with Jared Sanders and some other people. And our reaction after watching your Vixen battle was hilarious, because we were like, yo, he's been reading the blogs. Like, this man is angry. Like, of course, your reaction, like, you'll never rap better than me. It's like, to you, is that something where it's like, I shouldn't have said that, or this is just heat of the moment, this is just emotion? Or is it like, oh, that's being a prideful Christian? Like, how do you balance all that?
In the battle, I don't think like that's just for sport and so right. for fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, Vixen's like my homegirl. Mm-hmm. Like, I love her to death, and she's a good sport about everything. And you would think it would be really tough for her because, like,
right.
I low-key kind of went viral on her. You know what I'm saying?
Just a little bit.
Like, so, like, she has to hear it every day. Like, and she tells me that all the time. But she's been a good sport. But I would say this is when pride does become an issue. Mm-hmm. And this is a conversation that I try to make sure I have. So I have probably the best relationship with all of the horsemen individually, right?
Right.
Me and A are the closest. Me and Saga are the closest. Me and Hims are the closest. And so one of my conversations that I always have with them is, one, accountability, right? Two, I do want to challenge. So for instance, there was a point in my career where I was really popular. I was really popular for doing imaginary gum bars.
Yeah.
If you notice, I stopped doing that. Like, right. I don't do any gum bars at all. And I haven't done that probably since my Daylight battle, which was 2018. So after that, like I was getting the criticism and I took that. And I was humble enough to say, like, man, you know what? I don't necessarily need to do that. And it's becoming almost like less beneficial than I thought it would have been. You know what right. I'm saying? So cool, took that out. But my conversations with these guys are always like, yo, one thing we have to do is fight this like we're not against each other type of thing. You see what I'm saying? And so one person that I always try to make sure, and I let the world know, and I let Street Hims know, is that, yo, you're one of the best, bro. I don't care what people say. You know what I'm saying? I know it must be difficult for Street, because even when people talk about the four horsemen, they only name three. And it's like, yo, what that? You know what I'm saying? And so it must be difficult for him. I know that, right? Saga, who was on top at one point, right? And then now all of a sudden it seems like people are just saying
crazy stuff.
he shouldn't even be battle rapping. Yeah, you know
someone
what I'm saying?
Said something crazy today.
Yeah, like, it's just, you know, because he had said he wanted five guys, and people are just like, yo, he shouldn't get none of these guys. And, right. and URL has even kind of been, you know, acting a certain way with how Saga's return is going to be. And so I try to make sure that I communicate with Saga and let him know, yo, the mission is bigger than what it was. Like, when you, because, so for instance, I don't know if you remember, he had a campaign called It's My Season.
Yeah.
Saga with Sensei Season. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he had went on his run with Rum Nitty and JC and all these guys, right? Yeah. And so, and which led up to him going, getting on known with Mike P, mm-hmm. which then started his quote unquote slump or whatnot. So I told Saga, I said, look, bro, your season, when you were quote unquote winning all those battles, mm-hmm. you have to believe that this is still your season,
right?
Even if you are not winning, there's four different seasons for a reason.
Facts.
It's not always going to be spring, it's not always going to be summer, it may be winter, it may be fall for you, but the Lord is teaching you something here that he could not teach you when you were succeeding. And that goes for all of us, right? So even with Ward, when he first came in, he couldn't get a break, you know what I'm saying? Like, people used to disregard him, whatnot. Now he's the man, you know right. what I'm saying? Same thing for me. I go up, I go down. It may be some days where people think I'm the greatest thing to ever get in the battle rap. There's right. other days where people's like, yo, get the hell out. You're not even that good. You know what I'm saying? So, but what we have to do is we have to stay grounded in the reason why we are there. And the only way that happens, and one thing I try to challenge all my brothers in, yo, you have to be a part of your local church, bro. Mm-hmm. You have to be serving at your local church. You have to have a healthy relationship with your pastor and serving people in your community. Because if you get to a place where you have divorced yourself from the people of God, what ends up happening is, because you become this celebrity, right? In battle right. rap terms, you become this celebrity, and people all around, don't get me wrong, Mitch, like, we're walking from city to city, state to state, and people know our names and they're coming up taking pictures like that. Right. But you're going to get so full of yourself yourself and you start forgetting that all the work that you have been doing for God is for God.
Right.
And you start getting to a place where you are now leaning on your own talents instead of the grace that has gotten you here. And if Ward doesn't believe that the reason he is having classics with Ill Will, if Saga doesn't believe why he's having classics with Rum Nitty, Streams doesn't believe why he's going toe-to-toe as one of the best pens in the world, it's because of the grace of God, then all of this is going to come crumbling down, bro. And it's okay if it comes crumbling down because it's not ours. But you have to believe that. So that's why I need to believe like, yo, like put it this way, Mitch, lack of prayer should concern me just as much as lack of preparation for a battle. If I go into a battle and I have not prayed as much as I have been memorizing my rounds, there's an issue. Like, I need to check myself. And that's because I'm dependent on myself. And so pride is definitely an issue, man. And so, I mean, I appreciate you guys even, like, bringing that up in your battle rap chat because that is a struggle, you know what I'm saying? And it's difficult when you're seeing tweets, you know, about the other horseman or about the other battler that you're supposed to be battling or something like that. But you have to just say like, man, it's okay. It's really okay because there's a bigger issue here. I know I kind of went on a rant. Oh, yeah,
I love this, bro. Trust me.
That was what, you know, that's kind of what I feel. And I don't know how many people kind of talk this much during your podcast.
No, I
want to make sure I give you good content, bro.
No, this is perfect, bro. Let's see. You knocked out a lot of these questions. You kind of answer this when it comes to like CHH fans. And we talked about this on social media. How do you feel CHH media treats you? Like, so the other day someone was like, man, I feel like the blogs don't talk about y'all much. And I was like, well, I feel like Trackstars has always kind of covered y'all relatively well. And then Rapzilla has some articles, but do you feel like it's not as much as it should be or could be? And just CHH media in general.
So Trackstars, they did it, right? And they might still, I mean, they're not as much.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easier to cover us in the beginning because we weren't battling as much.
Yeah.
And it was such this, it was like a fresh thing. It was like this, like, Loso is battling DNA. So we all had to cover it, right? And so in the beginning, it was like that. And so I was a Trackstars recording artist, not signed to their label, but they were my distribution.
The
so
distro, yeah.
Part of the package was obviously them like always having me come up there for interviews or even obviously putting my stuff on their site as far as battles and stuff.
Right.
So they definitely do that. Rapzilla was also another one in the beginning. They found that people kind of were just intrigued by Saga and then Loso and then Ward treat him and stuff. That ended up stopping. When we actually had like Saga and I kind of had like a little like and it was part of our blame or whatnot. We kind of just questioned them on like a clickbait thing that they had did on one of the battles and it was fine, you know what I'm saying? It was fine or whatnot, but both like. And then John jumped in. That was another thing. Like John ended up jumping in, and you know when John jumps in, it's kind of like
right.
He's not gonna come with no biblical worldview. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's just bad. And so they had kind of pulled back because from what Justin told me, what's his last name?
Sarah.
Mm-hmm. So what Justin told me was that if they can't cover it unbiasedly, right? Then they don't want to cover it. But I was like, first of all, you don't cover it unbiasedly because you only cover us. You know what I'm saying? So that's no, true. like if we're telling you like, hey, like if you guys, because you guys are only covering battle rap because we're in it. So you're only supporting us. So just make sure that the stuff that you put up isn't hurting our brand at any way or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, but that was one thing. So Raps, I think, man, what's the joint that's kind of like academics? What are they called?
The crew.
Oh, I haven't. I don't think I've met him. I have spoke to him a couple of times on social media, but I feel like he has covered us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And so like I told you, Mitch. Unfortunately, because I'm in a different realm, right? Like. So like I'm in a different space. I don't know who's really covering us.
That makes
but
sense.
Like that's why like I wanna that's why I wanna do this blog with you. And like you're probably like the first Christian CHH blog that I've probably done.
Really?
I don't know another one that I've done. Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, there may have been Christians that obviously contacted me, but I don't think like I haven't done the crew, I haven't done, you know, anything else or not like that, which I wouldn't be opposed to.
Right.
But I want to make sure that I'm giving back because I almost feel like this is the community that has raised me. So whatever I can do to take my following and kind of elevate your platform, that's what I want to do. And so with those media outlets that I just mentioned, I want to say that they do. Now, granted, it doesn't seem like maybe like I told you, Mitch, unfortunately, if Champion covers Loso, I see that because it's all over my timeline.
Right.
But if the crew does it, then maybe I just missed it. So I really wouldn't be able to answer that as far as the media blogs. But what would you say? Would you say that they do?
I definitely think – I always noticed that Trackstars was the one that was more consistent in covering y'all. You're probably right about it being easier at the beginning because, I mean, now I don't think I've seen anything about, like, you versus Vixen or Chet, like, any of your recent stuff.
Yeah. And it's difficult, too, because of the app. Like, most of the URL battles are on the app. And so our YouTube battles aren't even that big of a deal. They just kind of just pop up.
That's actually probably a really good point because you should just be all check on YouTube. Now it's like, you got to have the app. It's like, oh, how much is the app? It's like, oh, it's $8. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know. I have the app and I'm addicted to it, but no, that might be part of it is they just don't know about the app. So they're just waiting for stuff to drop on YouTube. But I definitely think y'all should be covered more, especially because like, even though it's harder now, you're all bigger now, like you're all doing more. So it's almost like that's something to write about. Like, yo, they're not just in it. They're like doing well. But yeah, I'm sure we can get that to change. So here's a tough question for you. Go ahead and ask it. You can add oops in here if you want. If the Horsemen did some style of like single elimination, like tournament, I don't know how to be bracketed, but like, who do you think would come out on top? Like y'all got to battle each other. If you lose once you're done. Who do you think would, I could tell you my thought, but I'll let you go first.
So we did a single elimination. So first of all, let me go on record.
Yeah.
I've actually already beat all of them.
Really?
Okay. Beat all of them.
I believe it.
but I tell everybody this, bitch, and this is what I truly do believe, bro. I am the least talented. I'm the least talented.
Really?
Out of the four. And so, but I have no problem saying that. And the only reason why my Instagram followers are high, the only reason why I do more views and the only reason why my Twitter followers are higher is only one reason, and it's because I dress better. That's the only reason, bro. I promise you, Mitch, because I do not rap better than those guys.
Uh-huh.
They do the things that Streehims and A Ward, right? Those two in particular,
right?
So for instance, like let's say like a bar like man, I'm trying to think of a line. I mean, maybe the J Black. That's like, I think that's high level. J Black smack, like the setup and everything, that's high level writing, right? Okay, but there was a line where I hit Vixen with, I'm trying to think of something that was probably like simple and could have been layered out a little bit more.
Right.
So like the Loud Boys scheme at the end, right? When I'm like, you know, at Holmesy got different standards, but when she preps for a battle, Dennis a Loud Boy, right? So cool. That's some great writing. Mm-hmm. But what Streehims and AWOL would have done, they probably would have incorporated bills, the bill collector, right? Like she pays the bills and stuff. Like they would have incorporated maybe like, I don't know, some parallel between being loud in her battles and loud, like whatever it is, like they just always know how to, and what it is, it's probably that I can't do it. It's probably I'm just lazy.
Lazy.
Like I'm like, so for me, my style is more like, yo,
very straightforward.
You may be able to write better than me, but what I'm going to do is I'm gonna rap with conviction and people are gonna believe me and I perform. And so like that's what when I get on stage, like people tell, like I remember I battled JC and as soon as I got on stage, Surf calls me and Surf is like, Loso, you're a star. He said, you're a star, bro. You look like a star. You dress like a star. He says, like, you got it. And so that's why I tell you. So I'm gonna answer your question. That's why I say, like, even though I'm the least talented, the only reason why I'm probably like more popping or something like that is only because those guys, they just, you know, sometimes they miss the mark sometimes on certain things and whatnot. But so I would say this. At his peak, this is just my humble opinion. Man, it would have to be out of Saga and A-War, bro. It would have to be, because I've seen, first of all, well, A-War is going to be difficult regardless because he could rebuttal.
Exactly.
Now, Streams and Oops, I guess they can because I've seen them do it as well. Me and Saga, we don't do it as often, but A-War, he's just always going to be difficult because he can rebuttal. Now, if he doesn't have nothing to rebuttal, you know what I'm saying, then okay. But at the end of the day, though, like, you still have to beat his material, which that leads me to this. The reason why I'm saying Saga is because it really depends on how you're going to go ahead and judge the battle. Because Saga is dangerous because he doesn't care what you say to him.
Right.
And that's why you see him saying controversial things in his rounds, whether he's giving you a random $150 or a ball head, or, you know, he's breaking your neck like Kirk Franklin.
So, right.
You
know, that was crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And so, but if you just listen to, like, the quality of punches, like what he kind of says sometimes, I was like, yo, how does he think that?
Right.
But Ward is on a different level. And so it's going to be preference. So I would like to think that I would come out on top and I would definitely rap. And I would be very confident going into that elimination.
Right.
But if I was just being an unbiased fan and I had to vote for somebody, right? Like, let's say I had to put my money on somebody,
right?
My money probably wouldn't be on Low. I don't know. I think I would vote on Loso only because he's kind of cocky. But I think it would be out of, and that's no, and don't get me wrong, I'm not slighting Oops or Street Hymns at all. Both of them are incredible, and they could easily beat us as well because they are in their own lane and stuff like that. But just based off what people like, I would say out of those two.
There you go. My choice was Ward just because of the rebuttal. Like that it was going to be between Saga and Ward too, but then the rebuttals, if he has something to rebuttal. Sometimes his rebuttals are better than his written sometimes.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's dope though. I appreciate the honesty. I got like two more like scripted questions for you, and then I might just go freestyle a bunch of battle rap questions. So question I ask everybody, hopefully it's coming towards the end, kind of, but how has the pandemic affected you? I know how it's kind of affected battling, but how has it affected you as an artist, as a church goer, just everywhere, where in your life, how has it affected you?
Hey, family, I hope you're enjoying the show. In order to change the culture for God through media, we have plenty of opportunities for you to grow with us on the bookkeeper247.com. Do you need production for your podcast or YouTube video? Look no further. We got you. Do you want to do album reviews, start your own podcast, write your own devotionals? Look no further. We got you. Do you want to report Christian news, from hip-hop to book reviews, as well as related topics in our culture? Look no further. We got you. By partnering with us, we can do all these things for the glory of God. Email us at thebookkeeper247@gmail.com and let's start making strides to influence the culture from a godly perspective. Now, back to the show.
Church goer, just everywhere, where in your life, how has it affected you?
Pandemic, it shut down. So we were supposed to do a tour. A-Ward and I were supposed to do a tour. And it was booked. We had about like 8 cities locked in, and then the pandemic shut all that down.
Right.
And so then it transitioned. So it got to a point. So right before that, I actually took off of work. I stopped teaching. I went full-time, battle rap full-time. I think I'm the only horseman that's full-time music and battle rap and stuff like that, speaking and stuff. So, but what's crazy is because of the pandemic, caffeine ends up coming in, and it ends up giving us opportunities to almost battle every month.
More often,
Because of that, I'm in a good predicament, and so that was that. The church, so I function as a teaching pastor at my church, but unfortunately, it did wonders for us online.
Yeah,
because of the internet and Facebook and stuff like that when we were streaming our stuff, but it ruined our fellowship. It ruined our community. We have a college, it's like a college age church. It was young adults, and when stuff like that happens, you know, people either go back home in their cities,
right,
or they just kind of just find something else to do, and church is just not one of those things that they want to recommit to,
right.
And so, unfortunately, you know, we're actually shutting down. Like this is our last month. Yeah, this is our last month as a community. And so right there, that just tells you straight up exactly how that affected us financially. We couldn't pay the bills, lost our building. We ended up finding another one, but wifey and I will actually be finding a new church coming up soon. But that's pretty much how it is. But at the same time though, I just think that it has caused me to really just like, man, God, like every plan that I had,
right?
It I know you just laugh at them sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Because like I had it planned out, bro. I really had my next couple of years, like, yo, I'm gonna do X, Y, and Z and stuff like that. And the pandemic shut all that down. Excellent. And it caused all of us to slow down. It caused all of us to just like really reconsider what we're doing. And because of that, I think though, like the people of God, I would hope that the people of God came out of there with a better perspective on just God's sovereignty, God's control, and God's like how God operates. And regardless, I'm not here to like debate like viewpoints on like what was it God's plan to do Corona or was that Satan? What I am trying to say is like what I'm saying is that it's here, it happened, right? And God is in control, bro. And how you sort of navigated through it would tell a lot about your theology. You know what I'm saying? Was God on the throne this whole time? Is that because you don't like, we all hate the prosperity gospel. Mm-hmm. We all hate it until we start losing things.
Struggling. And
we start losing funny. Things. And then we start thinking to ourselves, oh, wait, I actually do believe in the prosperity gospel too. You know what I'm saying? And so, unfortunately, those were the kind of elements in which the pandemic affected me. But you know, we're moving in the right direction, I think. And I think that, you know, we're going to be back to normal very, very soon.
I feel you, bro. Definitely praying everything gets better. I've been doing this show. Actually, this show was kind of birthed through the pandemic. So it's been interesting asking people that because there's been a lot of benefits and a lot of negatives. But everyone learned something. So battle rap freestyle questions. So my absolute favorite battler, so much so that I get teased about it, and so much so that I'm always stressed when he battles, is Twerk. Mm-hmm. By far my favorite battler.
Yeah.
You were supposed to battle him at one point, weren't you? Was that like in talks?
Yeah, 2018. You know, I was 2018. They had me as far as like we were slated, bro. Like we were literally like contracts and everything. To go ahead and battle. So after I do my known battle, all the talks was like, yo, Loso and Twerk. Twerk ends up putting out a diss record. I respond in like 24 hours. Right. Everybody's going crazy, right? And it just doesn't happen. Just doesn't happen for whatever reason. The following year, at the end of 2019, I get hit up and they send me a contract and they're like, hey, you and Twerk. No, Twerk calls me. Twerk was like, Loso, let's just do this battle. And I said, bet, let's do it. They was like, all right, volume five, I think, right? Mm-hmm. And Beasley ends up working out a deal with Av, ends up working out with Av, and he gets the battle from with Av and Twerk.
Right.
And so I was totally fine with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was okay. And I knew that was a bigger battle that people had wanted to see at the time.
Right.
So they ended up doing that. But obviously, they never battled because I think Twerk ended up into an incident.
Yep.
And then, you know, Av was just kind of just like, all right, I'm done with that battle. I'm not even worried about it no more. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, but Twerk, you know, me and Twerk had did a face-off. I want to say maybe in Philly. We was in Philly. He was supposed to battle Chef Trez. I was supposed to battle Suge. This is right before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking. And Twerk came out publicly and was like, look, I'm going to be honest, like, Loso's my dream battle.
Right.
Like, that's my dream battle. And he's always said he feels like Saga is the best out of the horsemen.
Right.
But he always says, like, I've become like the face or like the... So he says, I got to kill you for that. That's what his saying. But he and I are really, really close. Like, he and I are really, really close. And we know that it's going to be a great conversation, a great battle. It's unfortunate, you know... Like, just the other day, I was asking people, I was like, yo, what if I battle Twerk next? And people were just like, no.
You right.
know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I'm just like, all y'all going to tune in.
Yeah, he's all sex.
Like, you're not going to not watch it. Like, he's that polarizing of a figure. You know what I'm saying? And so you guys can go ahead and say, oh, his Casey battle or his Swamp battle. It's like, yeah, we know, bro. Trust me. Being a Twerk friend is tough because I'm always defending him like that. But at the end of the day, you know, that's what you get when you're just one of the greats. And he's changed the game. I feel like he is Giannis Antetokounmpo of battle rap. Right. Before him, you know, if you were his size, you were just a bully. You were like a shotgun shooter. You were like, you know, you were like a Math Hoffa.
And Matt Lyrical.
Smaller guys would go into battles with Suge and stuff like that and just be like, oh, okay, I'll write you.
Yeah.
You suck at writing. I'm a better rapper. And then, but that's not the case. Then if you had a pen, you can just tower over a guy, right? Like a JC or something like that. Or like a Chilla Jones. You're not that tough. You just have a pen. You're not going to street talk me. New Jersey Twerk comes in here and says, I have the size. I have the aura, like I'm really what I'm saying I'm about, and on top of that, I can write with the best of y'all.
Right.
And we never saw that. We never saw a 7-footer shoot the three like he did.
Facts.
And that's so like a Kevin Durant. And so that's who New Jersey Twerk was. And unfortunately, his failings eclipse just as much as his highs. And so, you know, he knows that. But I think right now his heart, I mean, he's publicly said this. His heart's just not in it.
Yeah.
His heart isn't in it. So it is what it is. But yeah, we were definitely supposed to battle, and hopefully in the future we will battle again.
That'd be fire for a lot of reasons. I don't know who I'd be rooting for, but people have stated that they think even over the horseman, they feel like he writes the best like biblical bars or like, and like even just watching his JC.
I didn't think that.
I'll say I don't agree with that, but watching even like his JC battle, it's like, yo, he like this man has read this book. Like, it's like,
so this is the thing. No, this is the thing. Like he and I, we have like really good conversations. So this is the thing. I would say this. He's had the best. What him and Street Hymns. Street Hymns has some really good ones. People just don't give him credit for it, right?
But
he definitely has written the best Bible bars.
Yeah.
But that's because, unfortunately, when we do it, people just kind of just like, oh, it's Jesus.
Whatever.
Like, think about it, bro. Like Twerk said a key Nebuchadnezzar bar to JC. Right. Trying to tell me that the people who went, ooh, and I knew who Nebuchadnezzar was.
Exactly.
And know the story behind it. You know what I'm saying? Nah. Like, he said the Nebuchadnezzar line. He said, he had a VeggieTales line that they went great. Like, I would have said the VeggieTales line, I would have got booed. You know what I'm saying? And so my thing is like, he says, you know, he has stuff like that. And the thing about it though is that first of all, he doesn't like, I have acapellas off camera, off battle rap camera that obviously he wouldn't be able to touch or nothing like that. I'm sure A-Ward has them. Sure Saga and Streams has them. But in the battle, yeah, it seems that way when he does it. You know what I'm saying? But because he's doing it and he's getting, and he can kind of get away with whatever. Now, granted, don't get me wrong, they're all amazing.
Yeah.
Like when I hear them, I think they're amazing anyway. But for him to say, I got the best ones, I'm going to let him have that because he does do it.
and we don't necessarily do it. Right. But he's not the best. Just because I don't do something doesn't mean I can't do something.
That's facts. I feel that. Do you have somebody that you like? I guess a dream battle for you, where you're like, if I could battle this person, I don't need to battle nobody else. Like, this is my person.
Man, it'll be. I mean, I would say Hitman Holler, right? Because I just think he's kind of like one of the GOATs.
Yeah.
But it's difficult because he is probably one of, if not the biggest Loso supporter in the world.
Really?
He thinks, oh my goodness, Hitman, if anybody can, bro, Michael Jordan can interview Hitman and not know who Loso is, and he would ask Hitman, who's the guy I gotta watch? And Hitman would just be like, Loso. Like, you have to watch Loso. And ever since he first saw me in bullpen, he has just been nonstop, like, putting me to the forefront. Mm-hmm. And he's told me, he's like, Los, like, I wish I can battle you just to give you that look. I want to give you that look. But I know, like, my brand, I can't do it. Like, he says, like, you go up there and you beat me. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it has to be some, you know, and I understand that wholeheartedly. But I would say Hitman. But if not Hitman, I mean, maybe Twerk. You know what I'm saying? Twerk on a big stage. I would just want to challenge myself. You know, as far as like, can you withstand that run? It's almost like that Warriors with the KD and Steph Curry. Like, you knew they were gonna string off 15, 20 points in a row. Can you just withstand that and then get your run? And so that would be probably one of my dream battles too.
Gotcha. Who do you, if you have any thoughts, who do you think is going to win this tournament?
I think out of who's left, I mean, it looks like Geechee, bro. It looks like Geechee. It feels like Geechee's going to win. If Swamp pulls up the upset, then that's crazy. But it just feels like Geechee is going to win the whole thing.
Gotcha.
He can prepare on short notice. He can do a lot with a little. And when I say a little, it's like his pen is not that crazy.
Yeah.
But it just seems like a lot when he's in front of you. You know what I'm saying? And so he can string together some stuff and get them in there. But I would say Geechee or Rum, they're probably the favorites in there. You know what I'm saying? If I had a dark horse, man, maybe Jack Boy.
I was literally about my dark horse going into it was either Drugs or Jack Boy because I was like, the tournaments are kind of meant for the aggressive but like quick, can get a lot of punches in, a lot of bars in. And like, even just rewatching Jack versus Top, I'm like, Jack has a lot, like, he's just going aggressive, going.
Sometimes can't understand it.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? But yeah, I figured like even Drugs, like I feel like I wish he would cut his setups down sometimes. Mm-hmm. But when he gets into his bag, like if you go like tomorrow, Saturday we get Drugs and Rum, right? But if you watch the first time they battled.
Yeah, that battle was crazy.
Drugs wasn't bad. Now, granted, no one's going to beat Rum Nitty on the app like that.
Right.
But bro, Drugs was not bad at all. He was saying some amazing things. And this time, it's not on the fan vote. It's on four guys. And if just three of those guys think that Drugs was the better battler, he can do it, bro. Drugs can do it.
Speaking of...
One thing about it, though, is that Drugs isn't going to choke either.
That's a fact.
He literally... This is why I try to tell people, like what he does, bro, like he can write. Mitch, this is crazy. Like for me, I need at least a week, bro.
Right.
Drugs only needs like 8 hours.
That's crazy.
8 hours. And here's the thing, he's 8 hours and he's memorized.
Right.
That's the difference. Now I'm impressed with Twerk too, right? Mm-hmm. Because Twerk, he can go ahead and come up with the craziest material. Like some of the stuff he says is like, yo, you came up with that in a day. That would have took me a week to come up with a bar like that.
Right.
But the thing about what Twerk's problem is that he doesn't have Drugs memory.
Right.
Drugs is he can come up with good stuff, maybe not as quality punches as Twerk, but just like right here, but he's gonna memorize all of this.
Right.
And he's not gonna stumble. And so it's gonna be a fun battle on Saturday.
I'm hyped, bro. Last thing for you. So speaking of like the tournaments, do you feel that you got robbed by none none, or you just think you happened to lose that day? Or it was close, like debatable, or do you just actually think like, yo, I got robbed in this battle. I've won this battle.
Nah, I definitely do feel like I won the battle. Mm-hmm. I definitely feel like I won the battle. I don't want to use the word robbed.
Yeah.
Because I watched Frack versus Disaster.
Yo, I'm still upset.
Like if that battle never happened, I probably would say I got robbed. But yeah. Because like I watched that battle, like
that, he that got robbed. Hey.
Right. But I mean, on the app, I'm winning clear. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like people watching it back, and I get hit up all the time, like dang lost. And I feel like that changed the trajectory of a lot of things. You got to think about it. 2020 was a great year for me, right? Like at the champion did the thing, like they had me ranked 11th out of all the battles in the world, right? And so the only stain on that year was the Nun Nun, which was a debatable, which I ended up winning on the app. But it's kind of like, yo, how do you grade that? And so I think what ends up occurring is that going into that battle, everybody's like, we haven't seen Nun Nun in a long time, so Nun Nun's terrible. Loso just body JC, Loso's unbeatable. So, but you have to understand, this isn't basketball, this isn't football. I can't guard Nun Nun while he's rapping. Exactly. I have to let him rap.
Yeah.
And so when that happens and they're watching him do just as good as me, you know, and even at times, you know, he might seem like the aggressor or whatnot. That's why the fan vote went his way, you know what I'm saying? But for me, bro, out of the four judges, Method Man and Iron Solomon both said Loso won.
Right.
If Method Man and Iron Solomon tell you you win a battle, you won a battle. You know what I'm saying? So that's 40 fair. Bars and Tony obviously said none. But you know, I mean, it is what it is. Like I always tell people, like when you're great, when you're destined for kind of like greatness, like you're gonna bounce back, bro. It doesn't matter for none of that. And so right after that, you know, I string off the Rada, the Emerson Kennedy on the Murder Move card, Cali School, you know, then I go into Vixen, you know what I'm saying? Like all these different battles back to back. And so like that didn't matter. And what's crazy is that that's one of my best performances. And Nun Nun is one of my best performances battle. Like I love that first round. I think that first round is some of my best writing, and that was a 2-minute round. And so, like I said, I won't say Rob, but I definitely do feel like I won. It definitely was a close battle.
Nice.
And I'm happy that has kind of like sparked or helped reinvent Nun Nun's.
Yeah, just battled with JC.
His career, you know what I'm saying? He had a good battle with JC. I think JC won that battle on the app too, but he had a good battle with Rada, you know, that's not out yet. So, you know, we'll see moving forward what he's going to do.
And actually, I think that is a good thing about the tournament is it's like you can argue that both Nun Nun and Holmesy benefited a ton from their upsets beating you and Saga, because after that, Holmesy has been all over the place.
Yeah, he's all over the place. I tell people all the time, like, stock, like when you talk about stock, like it's kind of weird. Like you would think if like in your mind, right, like if you were to say like, yo, Los, this is who I think such and such has the biggest stock right now.
Right.
Maybe even the Horseman, right? Like, my thing is, like, it's about, at the end of the day, it's a business. So it's about marketing. It's about demand. It's about what do they see, right? And so, like, that's why I'm never worried, me personally. Yeah. Like, there's just nothing, unless there's just some, like, big scandal that I come out and I just can't recover. There's just nothing that can happen to me that I won't just get paid the amount that you know, that I've been getting paid or get the opportunities that I'm going to get. Because you can just market. And this is without me really starting, like a storyline with a battler. Like, me and Twerk wanted to, or me and T-Top wanted to, like, we could really build this fight up,
right?
And we could really, like, main event a card, you know what I'm saying? And so I just think that when you look at guys like even like Holmesy, unfortunately, he's in a predicament right now where he's like, okay, what do I do next?
Yeah.
Because it seemed like the 25,000, the tournament was kind of like his apex.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they gave him B-Dot after that, and they also gave him Rum Nitty, which were great battles. But people feel like those two guys kind of beat him clearly. You know what I'm saying? So
we'll see moving forward, you know, but you always want to, and that's the thing too, like, you got to make sure you're doing stuff outside of battle rap, bro.
Thanks.
Like, I try to make sure that I'm having like a single, like every quarter I put out a single and a music video. I try to make sure that I'm doing conferences and I'm doing concerts and I'm here and I'm showing my face there, whatever. Yeah, it's
your
is
caffeine show, I think, right?
Caffeine show, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always want to make sure that I'm out in the open so that my face can be utilized for marketing or branding purposes. And like I said, that's the only thing that separates me from these guys, bro. Because if I can rap like Street, War, the Saga, bro,
be out of here.
I'd be out of here, bro. But you know, you get, the Lord was, he was putting like a little talent over here. A lot of talent over here. You know,
that's funny. Well, last thing is, where can the people find you and support you? Always anything they can do to help you.
Yeah. Yo, everythingloso.com is the website, man. You just go there and you can actually find my merch, my battles, my sermons, music, all that stuff. But you can get me on Instagram, everythingloso, and then also Twitter, everythingloso as well, man. So hit me up. And then I got this caffeine show that I do on caffeine live every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. And then Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. I do a time of encouragement for all my fans, man. So that's how you can definitely tune in, bro. Mitch, I do got a question for you,
yeah,
though.
Go for it.
Not yourself, because I know you're probably going to choose yourself.
All right.
If there was one Christian rapper that you think could succeed at battle rap.
I already got my answer.
Like, just based off of like what you've heard and stuff like that. And this is everything. It's total package, right? Performance, I mean, rapping, all the stuff. Who do you think would be the best option to go ahead and transition into it?
I'm gonna be honest, and this is kind of cheating because I already like know my answer for this. It's Jared Sanders, because one, his writing's crazy. Like, if it was just writing, it'd be a rap. Yeah. The other thing is, I know that he's been trying. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this. Oh well. He had a battle. He was gonna battle somebody, and ended up falling through. But he had like showed us some of the stuff he wrote, and the only thing for him would just be getting, and he's admitted this, like the performance, which I'm sure he could. But his writing is crazy. He definitely has that dog in him where he's like forget the pride thing. He thinks he's the best rapper on the planet. So he's oh my goodness, we have this conversation almost every day. He thinks he genuinely is one of the best rappers, and I honestly can't even blame him, to be honest. Like, everything I've heard from him,
is he that nice?
He's fine. He's a really, really good rapper.
Do you have him as a better rapper than Any Mineo?
Well, okay. Are you talking about just writing or like artist?
You're just rapper.
Yeah. Honestly, Jared's better than a lot. He might be like,
is he better than KB?
Maybe. So I'm a very
You took a long time to
like lyricists, and like lyricism is like my, like, that's my highest bar when it comes to stuff. So like, I might just change it to lyricist. He's one of the best like lyricists in Christian hip hop, to be honest. But honestly, I can't name a lot of people who I think are like better rappers than him in CHH. Like,
but would you say those two, Any Mineo and KB, are up there with him? Or
yeah, not? Yeah, no, yeah, for sure. But I don't know. It's tough because I don't know. Maybe it's just because Jared's like my type of rapper. Like, he, from everything from like the voice to flows to storytelling, punchlines, like, he's pretty much got everything. He's gonna laugh at me later because we stay arguing all the time. I don't really be complimenting him. Like, I honestly don't even get mad at him when he's like, I feel like, because the other day he said he got a DM, but someone said, I think you're one of the best rappers in our space. And he was like, he responded and said, thank you, I appreciate that. He said in his head, I was like, man, I feel like I'm one of the best in the world. Like, in the world. He was like, I feel like I'm on par with like kid, like when he's talking about, you see those genius posts where they have like the breakdowns of verses. He's like, he feels like he has verses that supersede all that. And honestly, he proves it every time I hear him rap. So really? I could see him being successful.
What do you think holds him back from being one of the, like, the top guys in CHH then? Or being one of the most talked about guys?
Honestly, I low-key feel like he's, like, on his way. Part of that is the fact that he's lyrical. Like, being lyrical, especially now and how hip-hop is, a lot of the people at the top, like a lot of people that Amanda are probably telling you about, are very wavy, new age, not mumbly, but very...
I don't know.
They're very... It's definitely how hip-hop is now. It shows in CHH. It's very auto-tune. It's a lot less... So, like, Reach, for example, like, Holvi is on Reach. I don't know if you know who that is.
Saga just showed me his music video.
Well, perfect. So, he's, like, more wavy, a singer type of thing, but he's, like, the biggest thing right now.
Really? Is he fire right now?
Yes. Yeah. He just dropped his product. Like, he's like on top of things.
Now, is he good?
He is good, but he's not my type of like rap. Like, I am so much more of like a hip hop purist, like lyricist. I respect, like, you know, the wavy auto-tune move.
Of course.
Less of my thing, you know? So whereas Dayton and Bizzle, like, since they're on GOM, it's a lower level than Reach, if that makes sense. That is probably the only reason that Jerry isn't bigger. The fact that, let's say you just plugged him into Reach right now and people were forced to listen to him because he's like next to Lecrae, I don't see a way that he wouldn't get like regarded as one of the best, but people don't.
But you would say KB and Annie Mineo are lyrical.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're lyrical.
Yeah, no, they're definitely lyrical. I guess KB and Andy Mini are your favorites.
Nah, they're not. Those are the guys, I guess, who are like in my era.
Right. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. Like, that's who I'm just thinking about. I can't think of anybody else. I mean, maybe Dayton, I guess, but you already mentioned
him. Yeah.
Dayton's good, right?
Yeah, very, very much so. Yeah. He's the one that signed Jared. But yeah, I think I just value rapping and like lyricism so much more than everything else, to where it's like, okay, but he's also a really good artist too, when it comes to like, he can sing hooks very well. He could honestly be an R&B artist if he wanted to. But it's like, I think he raps, just raps better than a lot of people. But I also feel like I rap better than a lot of people, and I'm not.
Get out there, bro. I don't know why they're sleeping on you, bro.
It's fine, bro. It's cool.
I've heard a couple of your clips.
I appreciate it, man. Nah, yeah. It's actually funny enough. So you talked about you did a contest that got you popping, and that's kind of the way I got any type of buzz. Was I was every rap contest I saw where it was like write a 16 to this remix or like write like a 16 to this beat. I did all of them and won a ton of them. I actually placed in like a contest KB did last year. I was like a finalist. So it's just like, if people are forced to like listen to me rap, that's a good thing. It's like, okay, you're going to hear me, and you can't ignore it since it's in the contest. So yeah, that's just the way I've done it.
Well, what do you think is holding you back from battle rapping?
Oh my goodness. Well, I did a little minute.
If Jared feels like it's his like performance, what would be the one thing that you feel like is holding you back? Or is there multiple things?
It's probably multiple things, but the main thing is, how do I explain it? Like,
how's your memorization?
It's actually not bad.
Like how long do you think it would take you to, let's say you already wrote three rounds. Let's say you wrote three rounds, 3 minutes each. How long do you think it would take you to be comfortable enough where you don't have to worry about like how long do you need to memorize?
I feel like I'm not quick with it, but I'm like, efficient's not the word. Like, I would make sure, there's no way I'd show up to a battle not having it memorized. So however much time you gave me, I'd probably take all of it. I don't think I could memorize stuff super, super quickly. Like, well, I was going to say, I did like a minute and a half little like recorded battle with my friend Q-Flow like last year. And that gave me like a new respect for battlers. It was only a minute and a half, and it took me like probably the full week to like get it down. Granted, I was working. But after doing that, the consensus was I had the better bars. I feel like I'm a great writer, but I'm not believe, like I'd have a DNA problem where it's like, we don't believe you. You're not gonna, you're not, I'm not mean. I'm so nice. I'm like, it really would be tough for me to have that conviction where it's like,
you're scary.
It's more like I could write this. I could just read to you what I wrote and you could tell me if it's fire or not. But as for like performing it, that's the main thing.
Gotcha.
But someday people keep bothering me saying you gotta try it, bro. Like, and I'm like,
that's how it was with me, bro. And look, I'm here now. So
look at that. Yeah, maybe someday.
You know what, Mitch? You definitely got to come out to an event, though, bro.
Of course. Oh my god.
We start having like once the crowd start coming back, and I know URL is gonna start leaning towards that. You let me know. I'll get you on stage and everything, bro.
Facts, bro. Facts. No, I definitely, that's like a dream of mine because I'm like new-ish to battle rap. Like I knew what it was, but I didn't become like a fan until like maybe two and a half years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember right around, I don't know if it was last year, was it summer? There was an event that was in Charlotte. That's where I'm from.
Okay.
And I missed it. I remember it was summer. It might've been Summer Impact.
It was Summer Impact.
Yeah. And I remember being like, wait, that was in Charlotte. And I was like, I had missed it. And I was like, that would have been.
We did a celebrity basketball game out there too. Oh
my goodness. Yeah. Yeah.
At Curry's gym. We got it at Curry's gym.
That really?
Yeah. That's, he has a gym out there and Hitman Hollow was able to get it for us.
That's crazy. I'm about to, as soon as we get off this, I'm about to text Amanda and be like, yo, ask Loso about that verse. She has told me like 100 times. She's like, yeah,
she's actually with my wife right now.
Really? She said she was going to offer you money. And every time she does, you're like, you ain't got to pay me. And she's like, I'm about to just pay him and see what happens. But all right, so last thing is shout out to Daryl from Bookkeeper who gave me this show. Thanks for letting me do what I love doing, which is talk. He's going to have fun editing this because this is way longer than most of my shows, but I love it.
My bad, bro. My bad.
It's perfect. But I appreciate y'all for watching. I'll see y'all next time.
So what got you on someone I would just like, rather than watching it go from
no shield, no protector, if you send bullets, they gon'